I fear that due to an iPhone crash, my last boo has been lost. I was attempting to take a photo of our posh hotel room and things just went up the spout, really. So, it's a nice morning here in Portland. We arrived in town yesterday afternoon and brought the English-type weather with us because by the evening it was pouring down with rain. Apparently it's meant to rain today, but it doesn't seem to be raining at the moment, which is good news. We were taken out by our friend Michael, who lives in near town, last night to a restaurant called Pok Pok, which is lovely Thai food.
Oh, gorgeous.
And while we were while we were waiting for a table there, we were in the bar across the street, which is kind of affiliated with it. I think it was called Matchbox. And while there, bizarrely, we bumped into maybe three of Michael's friends. And we also bumped into a table full of English people, which was strange because although San Francisco is a tourist destination and New York is a tourist destination, you don't... Oh, somebody's at the door. No, somebody's on the phone.
Hello.
You don't really expect
to
find people of your own ilk in a town like Portland. So food was had and cocktails were had, and then at dinner beer and drinking vinegar was had. Yes, drinking vinegar, which I actually used to do as a child, although this vinegar is slightly more diluted and more pleasant to drink. It was slightly like a cocktail, but I would have really been happy probably drinking neat vinegar, although my stomach probably wouldn't later. And after dinner, we also went to a bar called Victory, and more drinks were had there too. So I feel a little hungover this morning, but not too bad. And we're going to head out very soon, once we're changed, to breakfast at a place called Genie's. And then we may be hanging out with some more people today in town. We may go to Powell's, the bookstore, which takes up an entire city block. We may go to the Hawthorne, which is the cool indie area with record stores and boutiques and restaurants and things like that. It's New Records Day and the new Tori Amos record is out, so I suspect my wife may be wanting to pick that up. And tonight, although I don't know whether we're going yet, we've been invited to karaoke at a place called The Alibi. So we shall see.